Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. This is another great case of, well, you asked for it. This is what you wanted. I am giving it to you, and oh, not so happy after all, are you? I'm going to just jump right into the story, but it's another great example of what I want women should do, guys should do, everyone, this is the way, and we all open, no judgment. Everybody should be able to do what they want to do, and then a guy does, and a woman accepts him for it until she doesn't. So we'll jump right in here. And this is why I bring up a lot of times, I know some of you are like, oh, what? Just speak from the heart, man. Just tell me what you think. But if I told you a story like this, you'd say, nah, no way. Seriously? So that's why I got to bring up this stuff. Woman's boyfriend loves wearing the wedding dress. She blames herself for craving traditional masculinity. See, you can't make this stuff up. You cannot make it up. A woman writing in The Guardian confessed that although her boyfriend loves wearing dresses and was delighted when he found a woman's wedding dress he could wear, his behavior challenged her heretofore progressive ideals and pushed her to perform a scrupulous inventory of my deepest ideas about masculinity and identify my shortfalls as a woman who wants to help rewrite gender norms. Bravo. So she loved the fact this guy wore dresses when she met him. As she's all for allowing people to express themselves in whatever the way they want. Until you realize you might be married to that guy, then slow down. Let's think about this for a second. She continued, I found myself unexpectedly uneasy with his new fondness for feminine frocks, a reaction that challenged the progressive ideas I'd prided myself on for decades. I long thought I was contributing to a progressive shift in how we define men, finally allowing men to be emotional and vulnerable, or to ask for help, or to hug their male friends, or to wear dresses. This came next. Ian, and this is what she wrote, Ian giggled, isn't it beautiful? His chest hair battled the sheer neckline. The skirt fanned out as wide as a beach umbrella, a garment fit for a Vegas chapel. Lovely. She recalled, on the first weekend we hooked up, I had to yank a green sparkly dress over his head to unclothe him. Fooling around involved palming his glittery glutes while dancing to Keisha's Woman and caressing his furry thigh along a hemline so tight you could almost see the outlines of each and every hair follicle beneath it. That was the first time I've undressed a man from a dress, I shrieked the next morning. Now remember, that was the first night they were together, right? And the first weekend we hooked up. Okay, so she already knew the guy wore dresses. She always wanted to promote openness and be feminine and express yourself. But when he did, no bueno, she didn't like it. Well, she was okay to date it. But when it's time to settle down and make a life with this person, not so much. But then the ugly reality stepped in. Intellectually, I enjoyed that Ian was rejecting norms and expectations, but physically my desire didn't match. I know you guys hate this. Shocking. Those feelings illuminated some unanticipated boundaries of where I define attractiveness in men and when I still crave traditional masculinity. I realized I wanted less dress and more flannel shirts, trucker hats, and sandstone Carhartts. See, it's one, you can't logic your way out of desire. You can't logic your way out of attraction. It's the lizard brain. It's the animal instinct. You can't logic your way through that. It's why so many times that a woman can look at a man and say, he's intelligent, he's smart, he makes good money, we get along great. He's my friend. He's everything I could ask for, except he does nothing for me. Just doesn't do it for me, and I don't know what it is. I wish I could fix it, but in the meantime, I'm going to go hump the pool boy. It's it's what we talk about many times, and you'll hear it in a lot of different forums, especially about when you're trying to have a woman be attracted to you. You can't logic her into it. It just has to be emotional. And I'm not going to get into all the different things. There's a million sites on that stuff if you want to know how to do that. But me personally, I just find it's not worth all the effort. Just you be you, and if they dig you, they dig you. Apparently, Ian here in his green sparkly dress was fine for dating, but let's see. My boyfriend's wedding dress pushed me to perform a scrupulous inventory of my deepest ideas about men and help me identify my shortfalls as a woman who wants to help her rewrite gender normals. As I went through this exercise, I chatted with a handful of girlfriends about it, who could all identify their own small hangups with men, their need for men who are bigger and taller than they are, or who are better than them at sports, or who don't cry in front of them. Dry as the Sahara. If you get wet, she gets dry. As we interrogated our feelings about men, we recognized gaps between our ideals and reality. I'm quick to blame men for perpetuating bad behavior, but in this case, I, the woman, was part of the problem. In June 2019, Guardian columnist Arwa Madawi wrote, "It is sad that so many men are petrified about seeming effeminate. It's sad that it's not socially acceptable for men to experiment with fashion in the same way women can. Happily, however, things are changing gradually. No one looks twice at a guy with a man bun or a man bag anymore. Male makeup is a growing industry, and male rompers were a thing for a while. London Fashion Week featured so many men breezing along in gender fluid fashion that GQ proclaimed 2019 is the year men will start wearing skirts. I certainly hope so. Men, masculinity is a straitjacket. It's high time more men broke free." Okay, so what kind of men are going to do this? Men that don't have a masculine upbringing, men that don't have a good group of friends, guys that don't have any self-reflection, guys that have no self-value, guys that want to be pleasing to women rather than just being a dude. Because here's the thing, you can't run in a dress. You can't work out in a dress. You can't squat down and pick something up in a dress. You can't do a lot of things in dresses. As a matter of fact, many women have gone to business-like suits, women's business suits, in the workplace just because it's much easier to get around. So the guys that are reading this going, wow, women really like guys in dresses. I want a woman. I will please them. I will do as they ask me. You are dead last in the people that she wants to ever be with. And they admit it themselves. They, in their own words, they look at, I want rugged, masculine, tall, muscular. Their logic says one thing, but their emotions say something completely different. And the two don't jibe up for them, which is why so many times we'll hear and we read articles about, I wish my guy would just express how he feels. He's so bottled up. He's so tight-lipped. I never know how he's feeling. I want him to share more. I want him to express himself. And then the guy comes home from an extremely stressful day and maybe something bad happened to a pet or something that he loved or a family member, and it's just too much to bear, and he sits down on the couch and the tears start coming out of his eyes and he's wiping his face and he starts complaining to her. You're done. If you hit that point and you're in a relationship and you need to take care of that stress, you need to get out, vent some emotion, do it in your car, somewhere quiet. Go, if it's really bad, go get a therapist or someone that can help you with these issues. That's not a friend. That you don't even have to tell anybody. You can be like Tony Sopranos if you ever watched The Sopranos. You can like sneak off to a therapist and like talk to them and get some help without anybody knowing. You just can't express yourself. If you do that, you're viewed as weak. And they can say all women can say all they want that it's not the case, but you never see a bad boy pull up on his Harley, right? or, you know, I use that as an example, but the bad boy at the gym who's ignoring girls or tells them to screw off and he's, right? Those are the ones the women all seem to go for. You never see him sitting over in the corner of the gym going, I wasn't able to squat. I wasn't able to squat 525. I only got 480 up. I'm never going to be able to lift. It just doesn't, it's ridiculous. So again, one thing comes out of their mouth, but what they actually want is another. The best thing you can do if you would like to have success in the dating world, if you're still dating, is just do you. The less you care about all the rest of this silliness, the more you will actually be attractive to women, oddly enough. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. And the best way you can support my work is to like, comment, share, and of course subscribe so you can see all my episodes, because some of them seem to just not make it to the suggested pages or get posted up, and I don't know why. I have a new bus video out. If you want to check that out on my second channel, all that info is right down below. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Don't wear dresses.